Real question, it's a difficult question. How do you a mazarech ala ra k'shem shemavolchan ala toiv? We'll call simcha, Rashi says. So we asked, I believe, but let's just do that. Sorry, okay. So we understand Hashem doesn't ask from us things that are impossible. He doesn't ask us to do things we can't do, and but we're stuck. We're not sure. How do you do such a thing? But the marshal of the family who never had children, son had a child, whatever. So we have to understand. We have to make an inroad into the subject and try and get some basic principles of how to deal with suffering in general. Now we deal with Kabbalah, Yisurim, Ba'avah. So on the Vresh Tezayin, we're still in the introduction to the subject, called Psichot. And so Shum will finish that today and we'll go weiter into the subject deeper. But he says like this, Mahu Sod HaYusurim. What's the essence of Yusurim? What is it? Bebamachit chinidame ki Yusurim haim, shem nirdaf lechet, asebel hu oynesh hapoyiket esara. At a superficial level, it seems that Yisurim is something that comes in the wake of sin. Suffering is a punishment that comes on the back of evil, doing something bad. On the other hand, tranquility, peace, is a reward for doing good. That's what's ingrained into our bone, because we are very influenced by the Christian world, whether you like it or not. All of us come from a Western background, and we didn't learn about it, but it's in the air. We suck that in, and you get it in the Torah world as well. This type of hashkofa that Yisurim is because Yisurim Chaprim, the Reveros is Yisurim, and when it's peaceful and quiet, so that's a reward for the good. This is a very superficial approach to the subject. We all have a deep imunah in the Yugimli Karim. One of them is that the Schab Oynesh, Hashem rewards the good, those that are Shem and Mitzvahs, and he punishes those that don't. That's for sure. No one denies that. We come on ein like but kach. That doesn't help to explain the Yisurim and the torment, the suffering that we find in this world. Schav HaOynesh essentially is talking about in the next world. So kein matzinu tzadik v'ra'lo, lo mazayis matzinu rasha v'tovlo. This understanding, this very superficial understanding, has to answer questions like, what about tzadik v'ra'lo, rosh v'tovlo? Doesn't make sense. V'mikrim ha'elu, ma'isav ha'roim shel ha'rosh lo groru b'tfusei ma'inesh. The evil deeds of the rosh didn't bring in their wake a punishment. V'lo ma'isav ha'tovim shel ha'tzadik lo etzlichu lo atzilu min ha'sevel. Also the unbelievable good ma'isim of the tzadik didn't protect him from suffering. There's an aspect of Schav Oynesh, no one's saying not, but there must be much more, much deeper about Yisurim than just simple Schav Oynesh. Shalosh matanos toives nosen akolish boruch hu Yisrael v'kulo lo nosne ela lidei Yisurim. Three wonderful gifts akolish boruch hu gave to Klal Yisrael, and they were all given. They can only be acquired through Yisurim. Veilein Torah eretz Yisrael v'olam haba. Torah eretz Yisrael olam haba are gifts, wonderful gifts that Hashem gave us. But if you want to acquire them, the price you have to pay is Yisurim. We're trying to acquire all three at once. We want to acquire Torah, Eretz Yisrael, and Lama Paul at once. curse. Says the Gemara, "Vayt the Torah minayin." How do we know the Torah is only required with Yisurim? It says, "Ashrei Ageva, Ashrei Tisrenu Ko, Umeroscha Selamdeinu." Happy, praiseworthy is the person who Hashem gives suffering, and He teaches him from His Torah. Eretz Yisrael, Diksiv Ki Ashrei Yisur Ishes Bnoi, Hashem Elokechem Masolcho. Don't ask me where this comes from. I'm not doing the Gemara now. I'm just telling what the Gemara says. Eretz Yisrael, it says, like a father chastises his son, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu chastises us. Once we see Eretz Yisrael in there, Ksiv Basre, because it says afterwards, the Gemara says, Ksiv Basre, Ki Hashem Elokecha Meviecha El Eretz HaToyva, Eretz HaToyva. It says afterwards that Hashem will bring you to the good land. Means after Hashem chastises you, gives you suffering, like a father chastises his son, then He'll bring you to the good land. Olam Haba, how do we know Olam Haba is required through suffering? The Ksiv, Ki Ne Mitzvah Toyro'o, V'derech Chaim Tochochos Musa. Okay. Whatever that is, but you see that from the Gemara that these three things, Torah, Eretz Yisrael, Olam Haba, which is probably much, I mean, that covers pretty much everything. The coinage for that, the price for that is Yisurim. Avamish Yisurim, any Oinish grade. You see from here clearly that Yisurim aren't just a punishment. Elaim Shav, Pesach, the Kabbalah is called Ovet Toiv. They're the gate and the opening, they're the entrance. To receive everything that's good. There's nothing good that isn't acquired through suffering. When really it's signed, Shagamba Metzius Hagashmis, Davatov Nikne Biusurim. Even in the physical world, good things are acquired through suffering. Ledugma, Ladies Yelet, Malava Betsavi Usurim, Hasagos Ponosa, Malava Biusurim. The birth of a child, a very wonderful thing. Big Simcha. But it's preempted with suffering. Panasa. Panasa also comes with Yisurim. It says in the Pasuk, Hazoirim bedima berina yiktsayru. If you plant with weeping, so then you will harvest in Simcha. Obviously, there's more there in the Pasuk, but just at the simple level, we know to make a loaf of bread is wow, there's a lot of toil there. There's plowing, there's sowing, there's looking after it, taking care of insects, watching. Irrigating, then you have to cut it, you have to grind it, you have to make. I mean, it's a guns of business to make bread. It comes with a lot of suffering. Kagoshet gadol adim bezriya, kach gadol arina b'ktsira. To the extent that the weeping at the planting at the investment stage is the greater that is, so too will be the reward afterwards. The returns will be much greater. There's nothing in the world that's worth acquiring that doesn't come with Yisurim, toil, effort. So then what is the secret of Yisurim? What's this all about?
I have a question. You explained that working hard is called suffering?
I never said working hard is called suffering. You said Yisurim.
Well, plowing the field.
It comes with Yisurim.
Have you ever taken
a spade and gone out there and dug a field and planted it and irrigated it and coated it? There's any game. That's hard work. That's suffering, yeah?
Okay. There's different degrees of suffering, sure.
That's back-breaking work. And even the easy work today we do today, you go ask the businessmen, guys that are trading, the guys that are on computers, selling, whatever, it comes with bikers, with worries, but it's also Yisurim. Oh, no, gosh. Once again, I'm not saying every job that everybody does and every panos everybody got comes with Yisurim. We're not saying that. We're trying to understand the principle that we're trying to get to the core of what Yisurim is about. It's clear that everything that's worthwhile in this world comes with a certain amount of pain, a certain amount of suffering, a certain amount of Yisurim. If you get it easy and quick, it's probably not worth anything, and you know that. Am Yisrael leman ama netzachu v'ama soivu b'yosem yikol peldas hanoishis. We know that it well, that Klal Yisrael is the eternal nation and has suffered more than any other nation there is. V'kiraz v'cholorim ra'im anachnu yosem yikol ama soilam. We worse, we more evil than the rest of the world, that's why we're suffering so much. Chas v'chalila. As Mahu im Kain Sod Asebel Shal Klal Yisrael, Mamanish Tonu Mikol Kuma Velosh. So, what is the secret, the understanding, the depth of the Yisurim of Klal Yisrael, and how are we different from other nations that we've had so much suffering. But so these are some of the questions we've raised, we've asked. Let's dive straight into Perek Aleph. There's Zman Tov, it's a good time to be thinking about these things, you know. Yesterday, I'm sure people thought about the Holocaust, that's the most relevant thing. The Russian Jewry, Stalin, I mean, there's plenty to think about, not things from a million years ago, things where we, our own families went through, we know people that went through it. We know, great tzaddikim suffered terribly, you know. So you have to understand what's going on here. So Perek Aleph is called Soda Yusurim Vasevo Shalam Yisrael Koyecha Amidim Yusurim Yerushu Hilan Yitzhak Avim. If you shenechtav li'el Shleishus Abos Avram Yitzhak V'Yakov Notu V'Hashish Re'bonoi Kol Echad Lefi B'chinosoi Koyechus Miyuchodim. As we mentioned, everybody knows the three Avos, Avram Yitzhak and Yaakov, gave to us, implanted in us, bequeathed to us at the deepest genetic level, physically and spiritually, each one according to his unique nature, unusual koiches. Kashanu boim lasot besugis ha-yusurim, ein sofa ki koich ha-midim yusurim, niten lai berushim yitzhak avinu ha-shalom. Not that all the avos didn't have suffering, all the avos went through extreme yusurim. But Yitzhak is the semel of yusurim. Ha-yusurim b'mulusam hay mesiris nefesh. At the deepest essence, Yusurim is Mesiris Nefesh. Shrei Mali Katola Kula Mali Katola Palga. The Gemara says, what's the difference between a little death and a big death? Yusurim is what's called the Katola Katana. That's a small death. And that's a portion of death. Yeah. Proper death is that's Kula death. Machinami. Aval Yusurim Misa Bemiktsasa. Yusurim is a type of death. It's a type of giving up one's life. Sometimes the Yisurim is even a greater darker than death. If they are being hit and suffering, talking about the Chananya Mishael Vazare, Ayu Polchel Tzalmai, Ayimeloa, Ayu Aimdi Benesuyen, Ayin Sham Betois, the Rishonim, Yusurim Shein Len Kitzberg, Gruim Haimi Misa. The word from the Gemara, I haven't got the Gemara in front of me, I'm not sure what the Gemara is talking about. They say, see the Tois Rishonim, obviously there's what to talk about here in this Gemara. The one Ksuvis Daf Lamed Gimel. The suffering, the ongoing suffering, the Mesiris Nefesh while you're alive is much worse than death. But this has an end. That's it. It's over. It's finished then. About the torture and the Yisurim that don't kill a person, that's much worse because it's ongoing. That's an end. Keida Nisiyena Siri Shel Avram Avinu Yitzhak Avinu Masa is Nafshay the Misa B'Maisa Keda. Yitzhak is the one that was Moisa his nefesh. He gave up his life at the Akeda. The Kachu Hin Chilanu Bona Vachora V'Sapkoich Lamed B'Nisoyin Limsoes Nafshenu V'Simcha Kedushas Hashem. Where did the Yidden get the Koyach to be Moisa Nefesh? On Kedushas, to be Moisa Nefesh. V'Simcha Kedushas Hashem, that they got from Yitzhak Avi. To really get a grip on this, we have to go and understand really what was going on with the Akeda, trying to understand the essence of the Akeda, trying to understand where the Yisurim, the Mesiris Nefesh was, so that we can extract that and learn about that and apply it to our generation. The coffin surrounded by seven Yusurim. Unbelievable. Chila aleinu la'akdim kama milim. Nisoyin Akeda hayi nisoyin acharon shel Avram Avinu. We know that the Akeda was the last of the 10 tests of Avram Avinu. B'nisoyin ze hu agiya l'roim dagoso. At that test he came to the highest level he could get to. At she'esham olo ata yadati ki yer lo kimoto. Hashem himself testifies, now I know that you're Yerushalayim, you're Yerushalayim. The first 9 tests, no, only now, after the 10th test. It also needs a lot of understanding. We know it doesn't happen in one day. It's a long journey. Avraham Avinu went through 9 tests to get to the 10th test. An entire life of withstanding Yisoynus. We know Avraham Avinu went through terrible Yisoynus. Kash Avraham Hikir is Boyre, Hikir is HaEmes Shebemetzius HaShem V'Sasheker Bavoyres Elulim. Avraham Avinu, when he understood the truth and he found the reality of Hashem, he understood at the same time the sheker in the Avodah Zarah, the generation, the world he was living in. Once he discovered he was putting his life for, he was going to live and give up his life for that emes. He went against the entire world. He went against his father, went against his parents, he went against Nimrod, who ruled the world at the time. And he was a mighty Kerosh in Nimrod. Nimrod was the worst of them all. Shezakov Kishanesh, he threw him into the fire, like a kid, he threw him into the fire, because you don't know, like he's a shkofet, you know, you've got to be pretty wild. He was going to give up his life day in and day out, just not to deny the truth. Once you find the truth, you hold on to it, you give up your life for that. So then why isn't Avraham Avinu the one that gave us the ability to be Nisa Nefesh? He went into the Kishanesh, that's where we got it from. Why is it Dafka from Yitzchak? Since Avraham instilled in us the ability to give up our lives before Yitzchak. Shnei tafkidim not Avraham Avinu al atzmo, ila achar shigile esayemes. Avraham Avinu took upon himself 2 jobs, 2 tafkidim, 2 careers, when he discovered the truth. Atafkid arishanai lekreis bris ave makodesh baruch. The first one was to build an internal relationship, to enter into a covenant of love with Hashem. Who atzmai ki yochid yashlim v'tiknos Hashem pogam v'kul kol adam arishan b'cheta. He himself as a yochid was going to rectify, fix up, take on the mission of Adam Arishon that Adam Arishon messed up. V'yoshiv v'sa'odom shenivra yechidi l'kodesh b'ochu. He was going to give back that yochid, that Adam that was created, yochid, he was going to give that back to Hashem after Hashem lost it. Adam Arishon nivra yechidi b'shviloi nivra o'ilam achu osam asha osam v'kodesh b'ochu ibet kevi yochal oise yochid shebishvili nivra o'ilam. Adam Arishon was created b'shvili nivra o'ilam as a yochid, and a Kodesh Baruch Hu lost, so to speak, that yochid who the world was created for. Avraham Avinu got up and said, I'll give you back what Adam Arishon lost. I'll take on the mission, and I'll give you that individual for whom the world was created. Echad hayo Avraham. Avraham Avinu nasa kivi yochal echadim HaKodesh Baruch Hu, kocham HaKodesh Baruch Hu b'shar shiverid la'atzil Avinu b'tiv shanayish. That's exactly the words, the Loshon that Hashem used when he went down into the Kibshanesh to rescue Avram. Ani yochid bo'olam. I'm yochid, I'm alone, I'm a unique one in the world. V'Avram yochid bo'olam. And Avram's a yochid, he's alone in the world, he's the only one in the world. Roi le'yochid la'atzel es ha'yochid. Is it not just fitting, is it fitting that a yochid should go and matzel the yochid? Kodesh Baruch Hu kiviyochel hali levadoi. Hashem is kiviyochel lo levadoi. Ein ish doyresh es Elokim bekol abriyah. There's no one interested in Hashem. There's no one looking for Hashem. No one's talking to Hashem. That's the world that Avraham Avinu lives in. Avraham Avinu gam hu omed levadoi mul kol oyde lulim shebo ilam. Avraham Avinu also standing alone, fighting against the entire world of Avodah Zarah. Keshu levadoi yechidi. He's alone in his own unique existence. Hashem comes down and saves them out of the Kibshanesh, and they enter into a bris ava, a covenant of love. We don't begin to try and understand what a musab of who Adam Arishon was. We have no understanding of anything about Adam Arishon. We certainly don't know what the sin was. However, kafi shelimdunu chazal, Alleen lid mij met kol in een gevoel, ramben is zo is aan de schoonheid en nooit doodslaan. Wat Chazal taught us and revealed to us and what's relevant to us, we have to learn, we have to try and understand it to the best of our ability. There's no question about that. We're going to say, we don't understand Adam Rishon and go on. No, if the Torah teaches us that there was an Adam Rishon and we did a chet and he tries to explain what it is, we have to extract what we can from that. Because we are little Adam Rishons. We all, same as Adam Avinu was yet to try and give back to Hashem what Adam Rishon lost. We all little Adam Rishons. Adam Rishon was created unique, one. And we all sparked about an Rishon, so we have to find out where we went wrong. Marechas Tateva hi Marechas Musuderes Shavoyis Baruch Sida L'Kol HaNivrei. The physical world, the natural world, is a very well-ordered world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu set into motion. He set up the entire order, the Marechet, the system of that created world. Marechas Zu Mukovis Mesibus Mesoivri. The world, as we know, is made up of causes and effects. There's a cause and then that cause results in an effect, in a result. Comes out there for everything in the Bria. Everything it does, everything that happens to it, is muchrach. It has to be. It's imperative. And it's fixed into a system that is unable, you can't detach yourself from that system. It conducts itself based on the cause that's forcing it to do what it has to do. I was trying to understand it was a dogma. Hard to understand. You're not used to thinking like this. You're talking here pre-Bechira. This is to understand how the world's set up. The world's set up with cause and effect. Okay? There's nothing you can do to break that system. Animals, let's take animals for example. They eat, they drink, they procreate. They're forced to do that. There was never a cow or an elephant who turned around and said, lobali. I'm not getting this elephant stuff anymore. So I won't eat, I won't drink. No such thing. They did what they had to do because that's what they do, because they're forced to that program to do that. There's a pre-existing cause that causes them to feel hungry, so therefore they eat. Thirsty, they drink. Procreate, they procreate. They never do anything outside that system, because the system is mochra. Hagashu sarev machriches abachayim l'tur acham b'zayna. He's hungry, so he instinctively will look for food. When a lion goes out and kills something that he wants to eat, so the thing that he's eating can't not be eaten, and the thing that wants to eat can't not eat. That's the way the system is built. It's a closed circle. The whole world functions in this cause and effect system. Obviously, when you look at it, it's much more complex, but if you look carefully, you'll see that's how the whole thing works. So, Mayach as well, the apple tree grows, and then it grows apples, and the apples fall off the tree, and then they rot, and then the seed goes in the ground, and another apple tree grows. And then the sort of apples say, I'm sick of being apples, and then I'm going to grow oranges. No, apple trees grow apples. That's the system. What's driving them are the instincts. Instinct of hungry, he goes for food, he's thirsty, he looks for water. That's what drives them. There's a cause, hunger, which is going the effect, I go look for food. Every detail of the Bria is built on the system. Nothing in the Bria can go out of this. Mareches mivad adam, shuhu neza Bria, rak lo nitein. The only creature running around this planet is Adam, Yin specifically we'll see, who was given from the higher world, was given from the Hashgacha Elyona, a thing called Bechira, to choose between good and evil. Now we have to understand something very important. The to understand something here. People think Bechira means you now got Bechira in every aspect of your life. You prefer sweet or sour. That's not Bechira. You like chocolate ice cream and not vanilla ice cream. It's a little Bechira. It's just, nature. That's the natural world. You were born with a like for chocolate more than vanilla. That's just other people prefer vanilla to chocolate. He was created like that. There's a pre-existing thing in your body, genetics, whatever you want to call it, that gives you a propensity for preferring sweet and not sour. The next guy prefers sour, not sweet. There's no bechira there. That's just something that came before you, and that's what's driving you to choose chocolate over vanilla. A bechira chofshi is hine shoyne lechalotin v'oisiniva l'hala. To get to understand Adam, we have to understand this thing called Bechira. We need to start learning the Sugya, and it's an impossibly difficult, infinite, massive Sugya. The best place to learn the Sugya is inside yourself. Because we have Bechira, you can never prove that to anybody. Never, ever prove. That's why the Western scientific world, the rational world out there, has to come to the conclusion that you don't have Bechira. Because Bechira can't be grasped with the five senses. It can only be grasped with Das. That which doesn't function using the five senses, that part of your inner understanding, your inner reality, which doesn't use the five senses. In fact, if it's getting information from the five senses, it's not Das anymore. So that you know within yourself you have Bechira, but you can never prove that to anybody. So that's the first place to start getting in touch with Bechira. But let's try and understand what we can, as much as we can. It's a massive sugya, massive sugya. We need to take 6 months off and just learn the sugya properly one day. But until that happens, let's try and understand what he brings here. So, Mahi Bechira Chofshi Samitis. What is proper, genuine? What is the Torah's view on what Bechira is? Bechira Amitis Pirusha Pi'ilis Neged Haregesh Ativi. Genuine Bechira, the explanation is actions, things I do that goes against my natural tendencies, my natural feelings. כשאדם רוצה לאוכל, הדחף הטבעי שלו מניע אותו לאוכל. When a person is hungry, his natural tendencies are driving him to eat. לכן אם הוא מונע את עצמו אם לא אוכל, הוא בוכה. If he decides not to eat, yesterday, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, a person has a drive to eat. He's hungry, he wants to eat or drink, but he doesn't, he knows he's not allowed to. He holds himself back from eating. הוא בוכה, that's choosing, that's בחירה. Not always, by the way. We're just giving examples here. It could be that at that stage he's already raised himself to such a level that going against the Ratzon Hashem, he couldn't do it even if he wanted to. So there's no more Bechira, but that's for another reason. That's because he's transcended his Bechira. But we're just giving examples here to understand where the Bechira is. When we take memarechas ha-sibus va-sevevim, ha-makif ha-esoi b'chol shelo lochav. What has he done? He's disconnected himself from the natural tendencies and system that he lives in, the natural drives. He lives... He breaks away from the natural drives and tendencies that he has to eat. Same as an animal. Animal has the same taiva to eat that a man has. But an animal, when he has to eat, he has to eat. You will also say, well, 1 second, maybe I can wait, maybe I'll push it off. Maybe I'll save for a rainy day, maybe it's a fast day today. No, he has to eat. He goes out and looks for food. A human being can say, no, I'm not going to eat now. When a cow is standing next to the trough, he eats. He can't himself from eating. When he's full, he stops eating, but until then he doesn't stop. We'll end with this. There's a lot more here, but it's getting late. The Kodesh Baruch Hu put Adam Arishan in Gan Eden, and he told him not to eat from the Eitz Hadas. He didn't take away the opportunity, the option of eating. He could eat, all right, he did. Hashem just asked him not to. Gave him a tzivay not to. All Hashem did was reveal his ratzon that I don't want you to eat from the Eitz Hadas. Now Adam is Bechira. The Eitz Hadas is there. There's a draw to eat from the Eitz Hadas. Not sure what the draw was yet, but we'll have to see. But Hashem says it's my ratzon that you don't eat from it. Now you have Bechira. You want one thing. Your natural tendencies are pulling in one area. Hashem's Megale, he's rot, that he wants something else. And you stand in the middle of that struggle and decide whether you're going to go after your natural tendencies or you're going to go after the Rotzon Hashem. That's where Bechira is. That's where Bechira lives. Okay, let's stop there because it's about to get much more complicated and intricate. And let's Hashem will stop. If you want to stop making inroads into the subject of Bechira, so Reb Dessler is obviously the place to start, but that's Ma'od Kasheh. It's scattered all over the place. I refer you once again to Reb Katz's book. Reb Katz did amazing work on this subject over many, many years, 30 years or more, even 40 years of incredible work on this subject. And he's brought out a book called Bechira. Apparently it's been translated into Hebrew now, but it's hard enough in the English. There he takes apart the subject in the most unbelievable way, and you'll see it's not a simple subject. It's ma'od. And you expect it not to be pashut, because that's where we exist. We don't exist anywhere else except in the world of Bechira. That's who we are, that's who we live. So let's Hashem, we'll carry on Sunday, quarter to 10 on Sunday still, and we'll see day by day, we'll see how we're going to do here. Have a wonderful Shabbos, and let's Hashem, we'll meet again next week.
Shkoyach, good Shabbos, Rabbi.
Thank you, good Shabbos. Thanks for the long Shabbos. Bye-bye. Thank you, Rabbi. Good Shabbos.
Thanks, Rabbi.
Second is...